I still have to record because there's still people who can't go to Mass, and so they depend on online connections to the church. So we'll record this. Of course, it is a strange time of history. Everyone knows this Christmas is different than any other Christmas. In any number of ways, one piece of evidence that it's different, the very first message I got this morning is not Merry Christmas. Well, it's from the DICT, the DOH, and the HPAAC. Did you get that? I don't know what DICT is. The DOH is Department of Health. The HPAAC. Did you get this text message? Sabi nito, maligayang Pasko, huwag kalimutan ang apat-dapat para ligtas sa COVID-19 ang pagdiriwang ng Pasko. Kaya natin to. So the apat-dapat. That's the very first thing I get. Christmas morning, I'm reminded of the apat-dapat. The four rules. The four rules. Limit crowds, 1 meter distance, face shields and masks, and short interaction with people. So that's the apat-dapat. So here we're breaking all those because no one's wearing a mask here. But anyway, so that's evidence that we're not in a normal Christmas. Maybe that earthquake that we just experienced is another reminder to shake us up a little bit. This is not the way it was. Actually, in previous years, for many years, at this time, I would be in the city jail, offering Mass in the city jail Christmas morning. But this year, no one can go to the jail. No relatives, no visitors, because of the COVID restrictions. So, again, countless differences. Although it was good news we got from the jail when they came to pick up those toiletries and things we got for the prisoners. One of the guards came to help pick up the supplies, and she told us they have had no COVID cases among the inmates. They had one case in the one case among the guards, but no inmates have been infected, which is really a miracle, because you talk about social distancing. Those inmates, they just live on top of each other. So if one person got infected, they would all be infected. That's the way it seems. Anyway, a lot of people have said that with all these restrictions and limitations, we can't really have a Merry Christmas. Can't say Merry Christmas. People think that because of all the efforts to stop the virus, we can't have a Merry Christmas. Something is lacking, something that simply must be here in order for us to be happy is not here. So that's the way it is. And so we can all complain if we want to. We can complain about how bad things have been in the year 2020 and how bad they still are. We can focus on what we can't do and where we can't go and who we can't visit and all that. But that would be a very big mistake, to focus on the negative. In fact, that's a mistake anytime, at any time of year, and in any year. But especially today, Christmas Day, it's not right to focus on what can't be or the way it used to be. What should be our focus is Jesus. Not what we don't have, but who we do have. Jesus the Lord. Jesus the Lord. That's why we put the little image of the baby in the manger, and we bow down before the image. We say, we are rejoicing that the Lord is born for us today. We have hope, we have mercy, we have salvation, we have joy, because we have God. God is with us. God is with us. Yes, we have reasons for sadness, of course. I'm not being callous to the different sorrows that everyone is facing, the sickness and death of so many people, the collapse of the economy, so many devastating effects of people who have lost their jobs. And then not only that, the typhoons and the floods and the political chaos, the injustices, yes. And people face much worse than we do. That's why I like to recall the prisoners, because if we can say Merry Christmas, if you can say Merry Christmas to those prisoners, you can say Merry Christmas to anybody. And this is the whole point. Yes, we can say Merry Christmas because God is with us. What do we have to fear? What do we have to lament? What do we have to complain about if God is with us? A couple of days ago, someone sent me that video of, what's his name? Bublé? Michael Bublé and Bing Crosby, who were not ever together, singing a duet by the miracle of technology. They're singing White Christmas. And I'm told that the most popular Christmas song in the whole world is White Christmas. The most popular Christmas song of all time. Yeah, it's a nice song, sure. I like Bing Crosby too, everybody does. But that song really doesn't say anything about Christmas. It's really not about Christmas at all. Maybe because the composer of that song, the great Irving Berlin, he didn't believe in Jesus Christ. He was Jewish. So I don't blame a Jewish man for not including elements of Christian faith in a song. But that song is so popular, shows us the wrong approach to Christmas. What makes Christmas popular, even in the secular world, even where people are not believers, what people like is earthly comforts, nostalgia, good memories, the beauty of nature, snowfall, and sleigh bells ringing, and children singing, and all these things. Oh, it's all beautiful. Of course it's all beautiful. But that is not the center of Christmas joy, and it never was. During the pandemic, see, a lot of the things that we associate with Christmas are removed from us. And if our joy is based on those things, well, then no, we can't be joyful because we don't have the things that we think make us joyful. But that's the message to us, not to link our joy to what can't live up to our hopes, because it's going to be taken away anyway. A lot of people have pointed out that Christmas this year, without the grand celebrations and the basilicas and the choirs and the beauty, without all that, even the Vatican, they had in a strict lockdown in Italy, and they had to move the midnight mass up earlier so that the very few people who were allowed to go to the mass would be able to get home before the quarantine, the curfew. Anyway, even without all that, this year makes Christmas more like the original Christmas, more like the simple, humble, poor birth of the Savior. Very simple here. 1, 2, 3. There's only 5 of us. So Mary, Joseph, Jesus, and some shepherds. Oh, there are fewer of us here than there were on the original Christmas. Well, thinking about Christmas music and White Christmas, I like to turn to another song that came to mind. It often comes to mind on Christmas. There's so many beautiful songs, but the one that comes to my mind, especially because of one particular line, is the hymn, "O Holy Night, O Holy Night, the Stars Are Brightly Shining." Smiling sister. It's the night of our dear Savior's birth. And then the song reflects on the great change that takes place because of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error, pining, longing, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. That's the line that stood out for me. The weary world rejoices. The weary world rejoices. It doesn't say that we're not weary. We are weary. the world is tired of COVID. We're all tired of COVID. We're tired of masks and quarantines and social distance and all that. We're weary, but we rejoice. The weary world rejoices. If we have faith, we rejoice on Christmas morning. And we have every right to rejoice, and we have every right to say Merry Christmas and wish joy to everyone because God is with us. Well, the great hymn of Christmas is the hymn of the angels. The joy of heaven on Christmas morning, the joy of heaven breaks into the darkness of the earth. And we hear the angels singing, Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. You know that one. She's staring at me. Christmas morning, Gloria in excelsis Deo. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to to people of goodwill. Which brings to mind this little poem I want to read. I just found this a couple of days ago. This is by J.R.R. Tolkien, who's famous for his fantasy works, you know, The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. But he's also a poet, and he's also a devout Catholic. I never saw this poem before. It was published in 1936, but it was rediscovered in 2013. It's called Noel. Now, the poem is obviously written in the context of European weather. It's dark and cold and winter. It doesn't really fit here. It's a warm, sunny morning here, but it's still, the idea is right. The change that takes place when God enters the world, from darkness to light, from cold to warmth, from silence to joyful songs, and it ends up with the Gloria. That's why it comes to mind, this poem again. So I'm going to read this poem, J.R.R. Tolkien, Noel. Grim was the world and gray last night. The moon and stars were fled. The hall was dark without song or light. The fires were fallen dead. The wind in the trees was like to the sea, and over the mountain's teeth it whistled bitter cold and free as a sword leapt from its sheath. The Lord of Snows upreared his head, his mantle long and pale upon the bitter blast was spread and hung o'er hill and dale. The world was blind, the boughs were bent, all ways and paths were wild. Then the veil of cloud apart was rent, and here was born a child. The ancient dome of heaven sheer was pricked with distant light. A star came shining, white and clear, alone above the night. In the dale of dark, in that hour of birth, one voice on a sudden sang, then all the bells in heaven and earth together at midnight rang. Mary sang in this world below. They heard her song arise o'er mist and over mountain snow to the walls of paradise. And the tongue of many bells was stirred in heaven's towers to ring when the voice of mortal maid was heard that was mother of heaven's king. Glad is the world and fair this night with stars about its head, and the hall is filled with laughter and light, and fires are burning red. The bells of paradise now ring with bells of Christendom, and Gloria, Gloria, we will sing that God on earth is come.